The massive Red Dog mine in northwest Alaska has brought cash and jobs to residents of the region, but the mine is expected to run out of ore in less than 15 years. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports on new expansion plans from the mine's owners that could keep it open for longer.
The Red Dog mine opened 30 years ago as a partnership between an Alaska Native corporation and a mining company. NANA, the Alaska Native Regional Corporation, owns the land where the mine sits. Its operations are run by Teck, a big Canadian mining company. Hundreds of Northwest Alaska residents and NANA shareholders have jobs tied to Red Dog. Robbie Kirk grew up in the village of Noatak and worked at the mine for more than a decade. He says that gave him skills that helped him make a career back home in Noatak, and he earned enough money to build a nice house there, too.
It's pumped a lot of money into our economy, which was otherwise not there. I gained a lot of valuable skills that actually brought me away from the mine so I could work here in Noatak.
Beyond the jobs, the mine sends hundreds of millions of dollars in yearly royalty checks to NANA, which shares the money with other Alaska Native corporations. But right now, all those benefits could disappear in 2031. That's when the mine is expected to run out of ore. Two prospects in the same area could provide Red Dog with more lead and more zinc, but first the deposits have to be confirmed. Teck has been doing preliminary work by drilling down into the prospects from above, but the ore is underground, and you can only get so much information by looking at it from the surface. To understand this, Kyle Mosell from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources says to imagine you're blindfolded. You're sitting at a table with a big bowl of Jell-O in front of you, and you're holding a straw and using it to try to poke down into the Jell-O to find pieces of fruit.
Yeah, that's kind of what exploration is. If you were, and so you can only poke those holes down and at, you know, certain angles. But if you put yourself in the Jell-O, well, now you can poke holes with that straw in 360 degrees.
To get into the Jell-O, so to speak, Teck needs to get under the ground. But first it has to get to the new prospects, and that's what it's now applying for state and federal permits to do. In January, Teck plans to start building a 10-mile road with a half dozen steel bridges from the existing mine to the new prospects. It also wants permission to build pads for things like a camp and waste rock storage. The company has been holding meetings in Noatak and Kivalina, another village in the area. Some Kivalina residents have clashed with the mine's operators in the past, saying they're worried about discharges into a river they use for drinking water and fishing. The new prospects are closer to the river. Janet Mitchell is a former Kivalina village administrator.
We rely so much on the trout. We gather it by the hundreds for our food for the winter. We age it and store it. So that's a huge concern for me. And I'm not the only one.
Mitchell says people in Kivalina want to make sure the mine operates carefully.
All we're doing is protecting ourselves. We're not trying to close the mine down. We just want as little spills as possible, as little dust flying out in the air as possible. And they've been pretty good about that.
Teck wouldn't speak on tape, but it says in a prepared statement that it's working with NANA and regional residents and elders to make sure the environment is protected. One other important thing about the new prospects is that they're on state land, so NANA wouldn't get royalties like it does now, though the road to get to the prospects does have to cross NANA property. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.